K8VCW. K8VCW to N8DMH. Drake, you out there listening? Last station didn't catch the call. N8DMH.
KC8VSU.
Hey, DMH portable. Hey, ECW.
N8DMH, KCVSU, you buy your radio today? Well, he must be enjoying his vacation. KCVSU.
K8DCW, testing DMR link through hotspot.
K8BCW
monitoring. K8BCW testing DMR through the DMR repeater.
Sounds like you've got good audio. AB9NN mobile.
Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Made a few test changes in my code plug. Want to make sure that they're all working correctly. Have a good day. K8BCW.
K8BCW, good morning, Drake.
Well, for the last 3 minutes of it, yeah. How's it going, Bentley?
Good. How's the move-in coming along at the new place?
It's been a process.
Yeah, it always is, man. But like a lot of things, it sucks when you're doing it, but when you're done, it's great.
Yeah. I'd say I'm about halfway done. Still got a lot of stuff to move. Unfortunately, this afternoon is not going to be super productive because I got to go to an appointment. So that kind of just shoots the afternoon right in the butt. So that means I got to work a little bit overtime tomorrow. And then Sunday is the cleaning day.
Yeah, fun time, fun time. Hey, did you make some changes on the Petoskey machine? It sounds like it's making a time announcement at the top of the hour. I don't remember that before. No big deal. I was just curious.
Yeah, I added that. Coincidentally, when I did that to the Petoskey machine, the one on the 2.6 broke.
I thought you were of the learned opinion that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. See what happens when we go ahead and try to add out new features?
Well, it used to have it about a year ago. It had it a while ago. When we first put it up, it had it. And it's been on my list of things to put back. So I put it back, And then, I don't know how the one on 2-6 broke. It just decided, oh, we're not going to load the Unix save time module because I don't feel like it. I have to manually load it, even though it's in the auto load queue. It doesn't make sense.
Jason Gremlins, man. Yeah, I was just curious, that's all. It was something that just popped up, I think, yesterday or the day before that I noticed, and I was like, oh, that's kind of new.
I really wanted to also announce the weather on the hour with that.
Well, that's interesting. Well, would that just be like a real short script or something?
Yeah. It would just put them back to back and whatnot. So, the 7.4 used to do it, then we updated to ASL3, and that's just, man, I just haven't had a chance to put it back.
Well, as far as I know, you're not married, so, you know, bro, you're already working yourself up a honey-do list.
Oh, buddy, if you saw the list, you haven't seen the list of things that we have to do.
Yeah, I'm sure it's substantial. I guess the key is don't make more work for yourself by checking things off of it, though.
Well, the issue is that if I check something off, something else gets added to it, or more than one thing gets added to it. So it just grows as you check it off. It just never ends.
Well, to be clear, I'm not asking for any new features or complaining about anything. So you're not getting any more work from me.
That's fine. No, I'm just trying to get everything the way it used to be, back when we were on Hamvoip, when that was still being updated, we had all the, you know, on the hour did the weather thing. It had the weather alert. It would tell you if there was like a severe thunderstorm warning and whatnot as like a tail message and all that. And then I just haven't had a chance to put those scripts back in. And once I figure out how to do it on one of them, I can standardize it and just copy-paste it to the rest of them, and it'll be all done and done with.
Well, that's cool. Thanks again for all you do. Hey, I'm going to jump off and go for a little walk with some of the sunshine on my face. I'll let you go. Have a great day, and I'm sure we'll catch you later this weekend. K8BCW.
We'll catch you later, Bentley. 10-8-DMH, portal. DMA, it's portable. I believe I've been summoned. I need the image.
Inquired would be a better word. MHW8RPM in the 1-9. I'm quite a ways away from it, too, but 7-4 is just too raggedy lately. Hey, I have a UHF question for you.
Go for it.
444-625. In the directory as a 1x2 5 call, not Fusion. Is that DMR or is it P25? Do you know anything about it, where it is? It's banging in over here.
You should not be levering MI5 machine?
No, absolutely not. First off, it wouldn't be that strong, and it would have the semen call on it.
What did you say it was?
4.625.
I'm gonna look at my arc real quick.
It's not in repeater book, but when I programmed my 400, I must have got it right from the MARC site. I have the entire state band plan for both V and U, and I even have some of the UP band plan for V and U. So I'm sure that's where it came from. And why are you not working? That's the real question.
I'm in the middle of moving. I don't see anything on my arc for either Charlevoix, Sheboygan, or Emmett counties. What about Seago? I don't see anything for Otsego either.
Well, it might not be coordinated, but I mean, I can't imagine where I would have gotten it from. Could be somebody running a high-power node or something, but I mean, the only thing I have in the car is Fusion, and it ain't Fusion.
Did it ID an analog at all?
I haven't listened to it long enough to hear an ID. Can you hear it over? Are you home? Can you hear it over there? Because it's banging in here, like, you know, 60 over banging in, rock solid.
I am, but I don't have a base station set up because I just moved and none of my stuff is set up. I'm using a portable.
What? Well, yeah, that was your 4-day weekend or whatever, huh? Or you're still on it. I remember eavesdropping on some of it, but hopefully that went okay. Yeah, that's understandable. It's like me moving into this car. You know, I got it in October and I still don't have it right.
Hey, Drake, what's the frequency?
444.625.
Drake, you got covered up by the other guy.
Oh, we were both saying the same thing. It's 444.625.
I don't know of anything over here with that. Unless, like we say, it's somebody with a backyard repeater. You know, we do have a few of those going up around here.
I mean, if it was down here, it wouldn't be 60 over for Ron, because he's way up, you near Indian River right now, Ron?
No, I'm actually in Alanson on my way to Harbor.
Yeah, then that super doesn't make sense.
Okay, yeah, I think there's some people that have a little backyard up there because I've looked at repeater book a few times, but I've never seen that either. You know, like we say, it may be uncoordinated, you know.
I wonder if, Drake, are you able to look on the MARC site? I'll bet you that's where it is, because I actually downloaded their CSV file when I was programming this radio. So if you get a chance, otherwise I'll just look when I get home. But I've never heard any traffic there before. And I just had the radio on scan and it stopped. And it's obviously digital, but it might be turbo.
Yeah, I was there. I was on my ARC. I'm looking on repeater book right now. VMAP. Yeah, it's not showing anything for up this way. It's not even showing anything north of Grand Rapids.
I guess it shall remain a mystery.
I guess so. I'll see if anybody else knows about it. Hey, D-Wage.
Try looking up the call sign. Whiskey 5 Tango Hotel. That's programmed in my radio. I did not hear.
W5TH shows up in Troy, Michigan.
Interesting. Well, that's, like I said, I got the whole state band plan in there, so that makes sense.
It sounds like somebody's got an echo link hooked up. That could be another thing, too, is some of them are using digital to talk back to echo link, so they're using a node or something like that.
Yeah, that thought, too. I had to drop down to the 7-4 for a second, Drake. That's just the way I got the band plan in the radio. It doesn't, the top VSO doesn't match the bottom, so I had to move, but I'm back on the 1-9. You should be fine.
Yeah, you're good now. Yeah, I guess we'll have to do some silent investigating to figure out what it is. Do you know, if you key it up, does it come up? Do you, like, is there a PL, or?
Well, it's been active. It's still active, so I can't tell.
It's still active. Interesting. You want to, if you get a minute, send me a video of what it sounds like.
Okay. I'm making my way to a 3:30 appointment, but if it's still talking when I get back in the car, I will.
All right, stop it. I'm going to get back to running the Ethernet cable. Hey, Gamage.
I mean, if I had to guess by ear, I would say P25, but I find that a lot less likely than DMR. All right, see ya. Other station, go ahead. I recognize your voice, but I don't know your call. I'm sorry. W8RPM.
Yeah, I bet you somebody moved up here, and they're trying it out up here just to see what they can do, because some people like being very digital. Kind of like they don't want everybody to hear their things, and I know there's some people trying P25 up here, and who knows, they may have it linked in through some sort of a network
like Echo Link or All Star, and they just don't want everybody to hear their conversations.
Well, the further I get, the closer I get to Harbor, the weaker it gets. So it's not, if that's the case, then I probably drove right by it coming across 68. Because, like I said, it started out, you know, absolutely in the corner, 60 over. Now that I'm closer to Harbor Springs, it's more like half scale. So it's not terribly high power or not terribly high up. So. All right. See you guys. W8RPM pulling up at my 330.
Okay, yeah, I'm kind of looking up here in the fifth area for that call sign, see if I can figure out what if they're on Echo Link, but I don't see nothing. Okay, KCVSU.
KBCW Mobile.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey, Ask Juliet, 88WOJ. Yeah, how about it, Sheboygan? Anybody on the WACCE receiver here? 88WOJ. Negative contact, 88WOJ, clear.
Give me 7 OLD listing.
KBCW. Any do you have any?
KE8FJW monitoring.
KC8 VSU portable.